The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
In our discussion on Tawbah, we covered the issue of reality of Tawbah and the crucial role that Tawbah plays in our salvation in the hereafter. We also looked at the story of the first Tawbah in human history. And last night we ended with a discussion on procrastination and delaying the Tawbah, where we mentioned that, you know, Tawbah of a dying person is not acceptable. It has to be done before that. Tonight, inshallah, we'll look at the conditions of acceptance of the Tawbah. As far as the conditions for acceptance of the Tawbah is concerned, there is a lot that we can talk about. However, I would like to confine my discussion tonight with only one hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is saying number 417 in Nahj al-Balagha, where in the gathering of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, somebody came in, and I don't know exactly, the hadith doesn't mention the context, where a person ended up saying, Astaghfirullah. Amir al-Mu'mineen reacted angrily with that. And, you know, he used an Arabic term, I avoided translation of it here, Sakalatka ummak. Then he says, Atadrim al-Istighfar? Do you know what is istighfar? You're just uttering the words. Remember, we talked about this in the beginning, that istighfar is not words. It should be a reflection of what is happening within the person. It is tied to amal and action and movement. And then he begins by saying something very profound. Inna al-istighfar darajatul illiyin. He says, don't take this issue of Tawbah and Istighfar that lightly. This is meant for the people who are at the high level of spirituality. It doesn't mean that we can't do that, no. But this is just to show the importance of this whole process known as Tawbah and Istighfar. And then he explains, he says, وَهُوَ عِسْمٌ وَاقِعٌ عَلَى سِتَّةِ مَعَانٍ. This word, Tawbah or Istighfar, this is based on six pillars. Number one, أَوَّلُهَا النَّدْمْ عَلَى مَا مَضَى. The first is to have remorse over what happens as far as the sin is concerned. Number two, وَالثَّانِي الْعَزْمْ عَلَى تَرْكِ الْعَوْدِ إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا. The second pillar of Tawbah is to resolve to never repeat it, or go into it, relapse. والثالث أن تؤدي إلى المخلوقين حقوقهم حتى تلقى الله عز وجل أملس ليس عليه تبعة. The third pillar of Tawbah and Istighfar is that you repay the rights of the people that you have violated, so that you may meet Allah quite clean with nothing to account for. Number four, والرابع أن تعمد إلى كل فريضة عليك ضيعتها فتؤدي حقها. The fourth is to fulfill every missed obligation, wajibat, which you ignored, so that you may now do justice with it. Number five, والخامس, I don't want you to go through distress here. والخامس أن تعمد إلى اللحم الذي نبت على السخط فتضيبه بالأحزان حتى تلصق الجلد بالعظم وينشأ بينهما لحم جديد. The fifth pillar of Tawbah is that you should try that the flesh grown as a result of unlawful earning, you should let it melt with grief for committing sins until your skin touches the bone, and then new fresh flesh starts growing in between them. And number six, والسادس أن تضيق الجسم ألم الطاعة كما أذقته حلاوة المعصية. Number six, to make your body feel the pain of obedience as you previously made it taste the sweetness of disobedience. Then he says to this, that fellow, فَعِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ تَقُولُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. If you are able to cover all this, he says, then sit down and say, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Ali is Imam al-Muttaqeen. He expects each one of us to elevate ourselves spiritually. And this is where we have to look at it. Now this hadith, I just counted the six items there. How do we understand it? And as I said, I don't want you to go through distress here. There is a different angle of looking at this hadith. This is how our ulama, when they talk about the commentary of this hadith, the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, basically they divide the six items into three categories. The first two, they classify as the essential pillars of Tawbah. Number one, remorse. Number two, the resolve not to relapse into sin. This is part of what they call the essential pillar of the Tawbah. And this is what we define as sincerity. A sincere Tawbah means that I feel remorseful and I commit that I'll not go back to that. The third and fourth, they say these two items are actually the conditions for acceptance of the Tawbah. And that is the theme that we have tonight. Number three, repay the rights of the people, huquq al-ibad or huquq al-nas. And number four, fulfill the missed religious obligation, haqqullah. And the last two, number five and six, according to the ulama, they say these are the condition for perfection of the Tawbah. If you want to elevate yourself even higher, it's not for everyone. If the earnings were haram, you know, the flesh was also a result of that. Get rid of it. And then with the halal risk and sustenance, rebuild yourself physically. And on an emotional or spiritual level, number six, he says, feel the pain of obedience as you felt the joy of sins. So even if you have to do things which are mustahab, hard and difficult, still do that. Let the body feel that pain the way it felt the joy of committing sins. And so not all these items are for everyone, especially number five and six. But I wanted to present this so that we can understand that, you know, the horizon of our thinking is much, much broader and higher than what we think about Tawbah and Istighfar.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. قيوم رائع
صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.